South Carolina has a love-hate relationship with legalized gambling. In the past 2 years, the state has started a lottery but banned video poker parlors. Now there is disagreement in the legislature about whether to outlaw casino boats, ships that sail for a few hours into international waters so that passengers can gamble on board. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
As the Star Dancer cruise ship sets sail from Little River, South Carolina, it passes some of the most picturesque seascapes on the East Coast, a nature preserve on one side, a pristine coastal marsh on the other. Most of the passengers, though, seem not to notice. They sit inside a dingy lounge below deck, eating buffet chicken, drinking cocktails, and lining up at a cashier's window to buy rolls of change.
Quarter, sweetheart?
Yep.
Here you go, Maddie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Once the ship reaches international waters, 3 miles from the coast, it drifts for 4 hours, just far enough offshore to skirt U.S. gambling laws. Passengers descend on the blackjack tables, roulette wheels, and slot machines.
Oh, look at here! Look at here! Look at here!
76-year-old Dorothy Oliver took advantage of a senior citizen special to ride on the Star Dancer. She got a half-price lunch and some free slot machine tokens. She and her husband come out a couple times a year and spend about $50 on board.
It's a diversion. Yeah, and it's fun. You know, having a nice lunch or dinner. And the cruise is nice.
Do you win anything?
I think I won about $2 in October when we were down. You know, don't win much, but you have fun.
Gambling cruises have been popular in Florida for more than a decade. But in recent years, they've spread to South Carolina, Massachusetts, and other states. 3 boats now dock in Little River, a community of 7,000 people near the bustling resort of Myrtle Beach. Star Dancer marketing director Janice Pollock says the cruises add millions of dollars to the local economy.
It's a tourist town, and the tourists love it. I mean, the people that come down here that would normally go to Atlantic City say, hey, I can go on a casino boat, but I only have to be there for 5 hours, 5.5 hours. So, I mean, there's a definite economic impact, and a tourist attraction.
Casino boat owners took advantage of a series of court rulings to bring their vessels to Little River in 1998. But they came without the consent of local officials, who lacked the power to regulate them or to tax their gambling revenue. Many Little River residents consider the boats a sleazy addition to their community. Kat Bivens lives a few blocks from the docks where the cruises depart. She says they've ruined the character of her small town.
All the fishing boats are gone, or most of them are gone. And they've been replaced by casino boats. There are some restaurants that have been pushed out, and the waterfront attracts a different clientele now.
Other residents raise moral objections to the cruises. The pastor of the local Methodist church, Paul Wood, notes several of the boat owners have been in trouble with the law for tax problems or other offenses. And he says cruise passengers can be raucous and destructive.
A few months ago, late at night, as one of the boats let out, some fella hopped in his vehicle and crashed into one of our tombstones at about midnight. I think he had just gotten off of one of the boats. I feel sure that the man was drunk because he was driving, knocked 2 tombstones over, and went on his way.
Political leaders in Little River have gone on record opposing casino boats, but courts have suggested only the South Carolina legislature has authority to ban them. For the 4th year in a row, legislators are debating the issue, but find themselves torn between communities like Little River that don't want the boats and other South Carolina coastal cities that are eager to embrace the business and its money.
Seven's a winner on the line. Seven's a winner on the line.
Back on the Star Dancer, passengers speak passionately against a ban. College student Terrence Phillips says the cruises provide him with entertainment and the chance to make money.
It's an experience, definitely, and the choice is yours. You choose to play. You could come down and save all your money, or you could come down and lose. Either you win or you lose. One or two things happen. So it's a good thing, and to ban this boat would definitely be the wrong thing to do.
Phillips says grounding the casino cruises wouldn't accomplish much. He says people simply will find other ways to gamble. And he has a personal reason for opposing a ban. Phillips says he's lost hundreds of dollars on the boats and doesn't want to be denied the chance to win his money back. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Little River, South Carolina.